Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, and I also go by Keith. And today, we pretty much are doing our inspiration shows. You know, I do my inspiration, motivational. Sometimes I normally do it in the AM, but, you know, today, you know, I did it a little later. I pretty much randomly kind of come on and give you guys some type of inspiration. I pull particular YouTube clips that I think is vital information, great wisdom, some of my favorites. Sometimes I skim through them, you know, because I want to freshly get the motivation just like you guys. And also, sometimes I pull YouTubes that I've listened to in the past that are just so bomb, you know what I mean, that, you know, I must share them with the world. These are my favorites again. This is one today about the hidden light. This is Dr. York. Many of you guys know Dr. York. Y'all know the whole story about Dr. York, but y'all do also know that Dr. York is an asset and an inspiration to our community, right? So this is one by him called The Hidden Light. This is him telling you about explaining what the light truly is, you know, what we think it is, what the sun is, the Jesus story, all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's a video. It's 30 minutes long. It's a YouTube clip. It's 30 minutes long. YouTube clip video, same thing, right? It's 30 minutes long, but it's great information, great insight. I mean, it's straight to the point. And I think, you know, that I should share it with you guys. So if you guys want to call in, the call-in number is going to be 929-477-3423. I want to let you guys know that you are amazing, right? That's why I wanted to start off with Luther, because that song is so soothing. I want all of you to know that you are truly, truly amazing. Know that, not me just telling you, but know that from the pits of your soul, you know what I mean, that you are amazing, right? Know that, believe that. However, you know, inspire yourself. At the end, you know, it's you versus you. And I mean, you truly have to, you know, marry your demons. You have to balance and harmony, you know, harmony being the end goal. You know, I think that's all we seek in our subconscious is the harmony of it all, you know, the harmony of life. A beautiful song, right? Or it can be a whatever song you choose, you know, your life song, right? But, anyhow, I hope you guys are having a great new year, new day. You know, a lot of people, such as myself, celebrate the new year in the spring. But, hey, if this is your new year, great. You know, be great in everything that what you do. As long as you're happy, as long as, you know, life is being fair to you. You know, and if it's not being fair to you, you know, always follow the show. Always listen to the show. Follow our Facebook group. You know, we're always inspiring one another, uplifting one another. We are getting regulars as far as our callers are concerned. The show is growing so amazing. You know, so yeah, we just announced a cruise that we all will be going, not a cruise, excuse me, it's a resort now, a resort retreat that we all are going to be going on in September. More information to be announced, but you can always email me at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. And also, if you joined in our Facebook group, we also post updates, you know what I mean, as we get them. We still have to have a few meetings on some administrative things. So we just kind of want to put it out there. It's not a cruise now. It's going to be a resort in the Dominican Republic. So, yeah, everything else to be announced. All right. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the inspiration. I hope you guys enjoy this. This is Dr. York, The Hidden Light. Everything is in the show notes. You know, the email, the YouTube link is in the show notes if you guys want to just check that out later. If you want to link up to more of Dr. York's videos, all of that is in the show notes. Also, if you want to contact me directly, the email address for the radio show is there. My direct email address, if you'd like to get a reading, I'm an oracle as well, and I do intuitive readings on the back end. And my information is there, my email address and all that stuff. So, yeah. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump back in. Not back in, but into it. Lisa Van is our executive assistant. If you need to contact her for anything, you know, me and her work together on most things. And John Miller also is an executive assistant. But her information is not here as of now. But, yeah, if you need to contact us regarding any radio business, contact Lisa or myself, and we'll be glad to assist you. If you want to be a guest, you know, you have something that you want to teach, you know, anything like that, guys, just hit us up. You know, this is our platform. You know, this is just not our platform as far as the team. This is your platform, too, as far as the people. You know what I mean? So we all work together as a unit, as a team, right? We're all one. We all we got. All right, well, peace and love. Love you guys to life. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and jump into the lecture. And if you guys have been listening to these shows, how we do it is I take notes and I pull key points, you know, that are very vital and very important, and I come back with the takeaways, right? So that's how we'll do that. So if you listening, you can take notes yourself. You can call in. We can compare notes. However, you know, but this is just to inspire you in whatever way that it resonates with you, okay? All right, so again, the call-in number is 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue if you would like to come on and join me to compare notes or, you know, just to say hi, just to say you appreciate our radio show, whatever, you know. So I'm going to be opening the phone lines after this. So, yeah. All right, guys, see you in a second. Enjoy the lecture.
They don't want you to see it that way. They don't want you to see that Jesus came back a well-raised Egyptian. That Jesus went through the mystery schools, was tried and proven. They don't want you to overstand. You got to catch it now. They don't want you to overstand what the real resurrection from the dead is. That it happens in many places. Every day, I shouldn't say every day, but at least every last Thursday in the month in America. That people are being raised on a regular basis from death to life by the lion grip, the Lion of Judah, pulling them on out the muck and mire. Are you walking with me? They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that there's a certain school that Jesus belonged to. He got raised a certain way. He got a certain information. You know, and his mother, yeah, she saw the star in the east. Yes, she was an Eastern star. She saw it. She had to. You hear me? They want you to see it from the other side of the coin, from the Roman side of the coin, from the Greek side of the coin, from the Caucasian side of the coin, from their point of view. You know the point I'm talking about, don't you? They want you to see it from their point of view, not our point of view. But when you really step back and you start to analyze the Jesus story, and you take it gradually, and you look at the things he did, and you look at the situations that surround him, you look at the problems that he encountered, and you stop and say, why? Why would such a good man have to go through so much suffering? What was the point behind it? Did Lazarus pass the school? Wasn't Lazarus pulled out by Jesus? Wasn't Lazarus supposed to be dead? Now, if you're laying in the ground and you're dead, you're dead. And rigor mortis sets in, you dead. Now, any doctors or nurses or anybody know anything about the brain and death and oxygen and breathing? If there's anybody that does, please help me to help these folks to know that once rigor mortis sets in and that oxygen stops going to the brain, even if they brought Lazarus out the tomb, he still wouldn't know where he was. He would have been brain dead. Unless that was some symbolic ritual. You see? And they called Jesus Rabboni. And they say it means master, teacher. You understand that? And Jesus thus was the master who was educated in the mysteries of Egypt, who also reached in the cave and brought Lazarus out of the muck and mire. You know why I say that? Because if not, Lazarus would still be alive, walking the earth today. Because it says in the Bible, it's given man once to die. Once to die, God said. So if Lazarus was dead and Jesus brought him back, Lazarus is somewhere still alive. Or the Bible is wrong. Or being misread. Because they don't know that the Bible was put together by a group of men who are a fraternal order. Who took the Egyptian mysteries that they learned in Greece, constructed the rituals, the initiations, and brought it over to Jerusalem and introduced it to the rabbis, and it became the mystery schools of the Kabbalah and the mystical schools of the Essenes, who were practicing just the way the Egyptians. And Jesus was one of them. He did not practice Judaism the way they did. Did he keep the Shabbat? Yes. He was definitely able to be operative in his religious practices. Operative versus speculative, meaning to actually put on the service for people to see is to be in operation. For people to see it and not know what they're doing is for people to speculate at what they see. You understand what I'm saying? So there's two schools going on in front of you. There's the operative school and there's the speculative school. Most of your reverends, most of your pastors are master masons or Freemasons. You hear me? I ain't gonna give them none. I ain't got it now. Most of them are master masons or Freemasons, which means while in the church, they are in operation, and while on the floor of the lodge, they're in speculation. They're speculative and operative simultaneously. So while they're preaching to you, they're talking to you. But what they have learned in their head is totally different. What they've learned to believe about the Bible and the facts of the Bible is totally different than what they're saying to you. And when they finally reach the Master Mason or become an M&M and got to pass through the Royal Ark and pass the Master, then they trade in the G, God, for the Son. And they begin to understand who Ra is and what he was asking about. The manifestation of light. The manifestation of light, the root behind its meaning is that there is no light. There's various moods of vibration coming to you at different speeds that give you the impression of light and color. This ain't nothing I'm making up. Go study. There's no some 90% of the things that you've been indoctrinated to accept and believe in your mind is illusion and myth. And one of them is light. You say, but it's light out here. But, you know what I mean? The sun is giving off light. The sun is giving off energy, which we are interpreting as light in a dark place. So the sun has its value in darkness. What do I mean by that? If three brighter suns came on, that sun would appear dark. So the sun has its value in darkness. So the amount of light is determined by its presence or birth, conception, or switch in darkness. You hear me? And color of light is based on the speed in which it gets to your eyes. You hear me? The fastest is what? Blue. Slowest? Red. So green light of the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek, or the Khelwati order, as the Sufis call it, the order of Al-Khidr, the green light, is a combination of two lights. What are they? Yellow and what three elements are represented in green, yellow, and blue? Earth, water, and fire. So when you see the green light and you meditate on the green light, you're only going for two of the elements of the four natural elements that all mystical schools identify with. They have four elements or four deities and four colors. Now, what are the three primary? What's the main three colors that all other colors come from? Red, yellow, and blue. Green is not one of them. So green is a stage away from the original three colors. It's a journey. See, your problem is you're looking at yourself as traveling that way when you're actually traveling that way. You're going back towards the source. But they taught you that God is outside of you up there, and they got us looking and traveling in the wrong direction. They got us going to look for God there. We're moving this direction and not this direction where God said he has placed his throne in your chest. You follow what I'm saying? They got to keep on pulling you away from the divine principle. I'm reaching at when you get deities appointed in rank, you had Merodach, who is the sun god of Babylon, and the same as Ra in ancient Egypt, the same as Melchizedek or Melchizedek, the same as Nebi Khidr in Arabic, the green one, all the same being, a mortal man, right, who claims to have neither mother nor father, something that you also learned in the ancient mysteries, be it Freemasonry, Shrinery, Knights of Columbus, you learned that you are a widow's son, that you have no mother, no father, that you stand alone to be judged and built. All right. They, when initiated into orders, is when they say their point. Now, if you went into a Masonic lodge, the Grand Master of the lodge, he becomes known as the Supreme Grand Master. He becomes the God in the lodge. He's sitting in the east of the lodge, and above his head is the symbol of geometry, the G. The G, in actuality, in English, is nothing but a circle and a square. Circle, square. And that's the roots of all geometry, which is responsible for Geo, or Gaia, or Earth, or G, or Ki, or Anunnaki. So the Grand Master in the lodge, who sits on that central seat, the seat of God, has deacons on one side, and I don't want to go into too much, but there's beings in the lodge that sit to his right and his left, the same way Jesus would sit to the right and the left, or the cherubim sit on one side and so on. So he becomes God of the lodge, and he's controlling the whole planet. He's deciding, like a zodiac, in which direction all these souls seeking light would go. And they say they're traveling east, but in actuality, you cannot travel east without traveling west. You can't go in any one direction at any one time. There's no way you can travel due east without traveling due west. Because once you pass the point in which you decided was due east, you're on your journey around to west. So when you enter the lodge and you're traveling for the light due east, you're only getting to the G, so because the G is the mask of God that you then take down and you become a master. And if you're raised like a son to the right point, you're sitting on that throne as God. Tammuz, appointment of God in the Bible, or the appointment of Ra, or the appointment of Re, are positions in the mystery order of Tehuti. Re was a person. Re withered. Re aged. And this is why Aset, or Isis, was trying to get the master, or the secret tone. They call it the word. In Christianity, they call the word the Logos. And they say, beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. It was not anything made, it was made without Him. In Him was the life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in the, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the light was outside and went into the darkness. That couldn't have been God. The light couldn't have been outside and go into darkness in the shell of a man and be God, because there's not a place where God isn't. So there couldn't ever be a time when man is a shell where God is not. Because God is omni. So we must be talking about another force of light. And that force of light is referred to as your solar body.
Robert, I don't
know. Robert.
I had a question in the black book on page 33. Kind of reference to the sister's, that was the brother's question back there. On you said that you have mastered... One, it's on page 33. So you have mastered.
Change page.
You have mastered one, two, three, and have traveled. Excuse me, one and two, and have traveled three, five, seven, and now you hold the key between one and nine. And I was trying to get a clear understanding on the numbers.
Not being a Freemason, girl. Not being a Freemason. You might not understand that oftentimes in Freemasonry, they might ask an individual, how old are you? And the answer is 1-3, right? 1-3 or 5, right? And that's making reference to which degrees of the ladder of Jacob they have climbed. So I'm making reference to any Freemason who comes across that book and says, how old are you? I say, well, I've already passed 1-3-5, and I went on to 7. And straight on up. They don't know. They don't get past 3 degrees. And those 3 degrees are 1-3-5. Enter the apprentice, fellow craft, and master mason. That's as high as they go. There's no such thing as 33 degrees in Freemasonry. There's no such thing as 32 degrees. The original degrees of Freemasonry are only 3 degrees. Everything else is honorary studies. You follow what I'm saying? Egyptians, as we never gave them over 3 degrees. We never allowed them outside of person, places, and things. And because they are the masters of most education systems' destiny, everybody, Muslim, Christian, Jew, are all trapped under 3 degrees. Person, places, and things. And when you say, I'm going to take people to another level, I introduce 7. And then at that point I say, and in the metaphysical or esoteric doctrine, you've been taught about the 7 seats, kokap, or chakras. Well, because the people who were teaching that science only had 7, you follow? They don't know about the 9. Now I'm taking you from the 7 up to the next. You have to learn about the next 2 chakras, not just the one that's in the crown side. If you get to the, like I said, if you go to the ancient Egyptian word and you look in the dictionary under the word brow seat, you get the Egyptian word mir, which you also know has been translated as pyramid or central fire, right? It's the site right there. They considered this the 6th point, the 3rd eye. Then they went to the crown with their 12 occult nerves, which represent the 12 signs of the zodiac. And in the center of there, they put the 7th seat, the crown chakra. When they get back to Egypt at the temple of Hathor, and they look on the ceiling towards the sky, and they see the calendar of Dendera, they notice that in the center of it is Tawaret. And Tawaret is a female deity. The Moors call her Zodiacus, the center of the sign of the zodiac. They also call her Ninti. They got many different names. We see her standing in the center as the mother of mammals that are also reptilians. You follow what I'm saying? So we have this degree of study that takes us from Earth at 1, up the body, 3, on out the body, to 5, and straight on into the universe, to 7. And we keep on traveling. Right? The zodiac represents our woman, the mother of all creation, the science of the universe, and the Wapo, in actuality, is a feminine word in ancient language for science, sound, right, and reasoning. It applies to the woman. So those are key signatures to identify. And when you get the handbook that's coming soon, right, when you study the handbook, I might walk up to you one day and say, well, how old are you? And then you say, I'm 9. When you get 9, then you're born again. No Christian can be born again until he's 9. And see, Christ, as they call him, Christos or Krishna, said, you must be born again. And when he asked, you mean I must go back into the womb? He said, no, you must be born of spirit and truth. You follow? You must be saved. You must receive grace and joy. He couldn't understand. Nicodemus couldn't understand where Jesus was coming from. Well, Jesus was after the order of Melchizedek, because Jesus was an Essene. And the only Egyptian order he could find in all Judea were the Essenes up in Jordan. So he went there following John the Baptist, because he was after the order of Melchizedek, and the Essene order was the Egyptian order, and that's the only place those degrees were being conferred. You follow that? So when he made that, I am the way, the truth, and the light, he was telling them, come behind me, walk this path through this temple, and I'm going to give you this special guidance. I'm going to give you this special truth, some information that I got. It caused me problems in the temple, because when I came back from Egypt, I had to confront the rabbis and the priests, and I got in a great argument with them about these truths of Tawaret. Because I had to explain to them that the Torah, or the Torah, or the Tanakh, that holy book, is nothing but Tawaret, the female in the sense of the zodiac, Torah, Tawaret. And they wasn't ready to accept the Egyptian mysteries, because they had already set up a doctrine. So he had to put aside what he learned in the ancient Egyptian order while he studied in ancient Egypt and submerged himself amongst the Essenes. And at that point, he was stepping down in degrees. So you'll come around again, I promise you, and you'll read it, and you'll laugh. And then I'll walk up to you sometime between now, maybe in Savior's Day, and say, by the way, how old are you? And you'll laugh when you answer me, when you realize how simple it is. It's explained in the handbook. That's going to be passed to you. All right? But Freemasons use that, 135, you know, 7. I say, how old? And when they call them a master mason, they consider themselves 7. And that 7 is what? The highest point on the chakras, or the climbing of the Kundalini, the ladders of Jacob, they get to the top. And if you see the Freemasonry chart, you see they have all the degrees going up. And at the top, they have a triangle with an eye in the triangle. And that's when you see at the top, the highest so-called degree. And they'll call that 33 degrees, but in manifestation will be Khunsu. Because when they get to that so-called degree, they give you a phoenix bird looking in two different directions. And that's the symbol of Khunsu, the healer of ancient Egypt. And that eye is there, is looking down, what is it? That's the eye of Ra, it's the sun. And they find out that the light that they've been following is really the light of the, light of the, light of the, he said, I'm the light of the, I'm the light of the world. In the Holy Quran, it says, Allah is the Nur Samawati wal Ard. Nur Samawati wal Ard. That means the light of the heaven, the sky and the earth. When you become the light of the sky and the earth, you are still the light of the world because you're referring to the sun. You can't immediately adjust that and say the light of the heaven and earth means my mind or my intellect, because I just explained to you that intellect is conceived in darkness, inside the head where there is no light. The thoughts come in there and then they come back out. You follow? So when he says, I am the light of the heavens and the earth, the sun. So the Freemason, after all of his traveling toward the light, finds out that the light he was traveling towards was nothing more than the sun. And all the knowledge he got was nothing more than knowledge within inside this earthly range. Sciences, arts, fine arts, mathematics, geometry. And he's like, puzzled. And a hand reaches down from heaven and pulls him up out the muck and mire if he wants to step through the mass and become a god. When he becomes a god, they refer to him as a supreme grand master in the lodge, as opposed to simply a master mason or a grand master who can open and close the lodge but not, does not bear the title supreme grand master. He sits in the eastern point of the lodge, and above him is the eye of God, which is in actuality Re, the sun. He now is amongst the ranks of the Egyptian deities and inherits the responsibility of conveying the message to people on earth if they are worthy and capable of keeping the secret. And what is the secret? The secret is hidden in the name, the sacred name. What is the sacred name? What name in Egypt is a ray and deals with a secret? Huh? Amun. Amun means the hidden one, the one who keeps the secret. And so the Freemason who walks through Jah, Baal, and on, he accepts the Bible, the Quran, and the Enuma Elish, then finally gets to the Book of Dead. He's passed through the three, what they call monotheistic religions, and each one of them, at the end of their ritual, or when the light of their ritual starts to descend or end, says, Amen, Amun, or Umain. And it all ends with the same name of the same deity. And that's why in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, he literally says, Amun, the faithful, the true witness, the faithful. They put a definite article to make sure that you don't think they're talking about Jesus. You follow? Right?
All right.
The Bible says that God said he created light. What does that mean in terms of creation?
Okay. All right, first of all, let's establish this, right? When the Bible was being revealed, say, 4,000 years ago, that was before Tesla, before Carl Edison, and there were no fluorescent lights, or no incandescent lights, or no gas cooling lights. In actuality, in the Bible, when it says, let there be light, they're saying, let there be fire. That's the only natural light. You with me? They couldn't be talking about a light bulb, but they didn't exist. But there's a slight allusion to God when click and light came on. And you can start seeing things as opposed to someone fuse something. You with me now? And watch what happens with that. In order for you to have fire, you have to have oxygen, right? You also must have some matter to consume, something to burn. And between one hydrogen and eight oxygen, if we get to the sixth element, we come to carbon. Carbon is a substance that results from burning. You cannot have a fire burning without so when God said, let there be light, he was already at the eighth element. It couldn't have been the beginning. He was already at the eighth degree. Oxygen, You with me? Think about that for a minute. Now, when you step into Freemasonry, let's say our connotation of light is knowledge. Knowledge would be at one, not at eight. Because knowledge is first to know. Acknowledge it. You follow? That's simply to know. Wisdom, wise, comes from learning things that are presented to me as things to know. Understanding is being able to utilize and then explain the knowledge that I've obtained in the form of wisdom. I didn't jump from hydrogen to helium to go all in the third element. We overstand, first of all, and foremost, that when they say, let there be light and fire, the word is or in Hebrew, and it meant fire. It gives you another whole outlook, because they gave you the impression that it had a quick switch down. And the three different suns created in the Bible, one is the light and firmament, the other is the fire, the light of the day, and the other one is the let there be light. All three different things are three different gods. If they overstand those three things, understand the three measures, the three steps of creation, and those three steps of light, the three degrees of creation of light, or triple darkness. Because God had to be in the darkness to cut on the light. Are you a Freemason? Alright, so you was blindfolded. You was in the dark when they removed the blindfold. The Father, so what predated light? Darkness. Because where does God dwell? And where does man dwell? In light. And what is in light? Chaos. You follow that? The part of your being that is imperfected is the body and its craving, called the unperfected action. You follow that? And as you walk the path of Freemasonry, you get cuts, strikes, you get hits, you slashes, until you are a perfect Asherah and ready to fit in the structure of things. You follow that? Because you were standing before all of that knowledge in darkness. You were in the presence of God when you were blindfolded. And brought to the presence of man as the worshipful master of the lost when it was removed. You understand now? Let there be light in Freemason messages with what's being put inside here. And clicking on a light to a certain dog doctrine or dogma called Freemason. It doesn't make it right. Because when a person becomes a Muslim for the first time, and he takes Shahada, someone clicks on the light. He learns, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When someone becomes a Jew, and they say, Adonai Elohim Adonai Ahadu, that it's in Hebrew, the light is cut on. You follow what I'm saying?
Peace and love, peace and love. Welcome back to the broadcast. Now, I hope you guys got something out of that. I had to end the clip prematurely because the latter part is, you know, something that I missed as far as the background noise. But I feel that you guys got the gist of what Dr. York was talking about. Again, if you guys do not know who Dr. York is, oh my God, you know, Dr. York has a wonderful story. I believe he's incarcerated now because a lot of our great men, you know, and women, you know, a lot of them are incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? All the huge names and everything like that, you know, they all been through some shit. You know what I'm saying? But Dr. York being at the top of our community when it comes to this conscious wisdom, and, you know, comedic science and masonry and all of that, you know, that kind of topic. Now, I do want to let you guys know that I am a student when it comes to this area, so I am definitely learning just like you guys are. You know, when he was speaking on the 33 degrees, and, you know, he was just like 3 and then 7. And see, this is something I need to get LaMail on the show, you know what I'm saying, to break it down, because LaMail is a Mason, I believe, and he is good with those numbers. So that's just an idea that I just had just now, you know, to get LaMail, gone to get LaMail. It's an idea I've been having for a minute to get LaMail on the show. So, yeah, that may be something in for the future. So, guys, I truly can't break anything down for you guys, but I do want to spark your mind, right? And I want to encourage you to research Dr. York, you know what I mean, and research masonry. I know Bobby Hammond is another good one that speaks on masonry as well, you know, so he will Yeah, absolutely. Lisa, you know who LaMail is. You know what I'm saying? LaMail, that brother is fire when it comes to breaking down the numbers. I'd be like, with my pen in my hand, and I'd be like, wow. I mean, sometimes I can't keep up. The brother's so sharp and the brother's so fast. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to be a student, you know. But, yeah, guys, there are certain areas that, you know, I just got to sit back and shut the fuck up and just listen. You know what I mean? And this is one of them. So, you know, the information is shared. Dr. York's YouTube link is in the show notes, as well as my contact information and our executive assistant Lisa's contact information, guys. So I hope that that sparked your mind, just so you can go more into depth into what he means and what he said. He gave y'all a few different areas of studies, you know what I mean, for you guys to study. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, I am going to go out with, you just heard Self-Made. Self-Made is a conscious rapper. Self-Made is no stranger to Enhancing Awareness Radio. He was with a group called Conscious Minds, and that was a group, that was a song called Elements. You know what I'm saying? If you just really listen to that song, if you just truly listen, that song was fire. You know what I'm saying? I will always support this brother. This brother is great. I had him, if you go back into the archives, you know, I had an album release party when he released his album back in October. You know what I'm saying? So go back in the archives and listen to that. Like, most of the people that I knew that listened bought the album. You know what I'm saying? So, excuse me, the album is fire, guys. Now, when it comes to rap, that's not my genre, but I know good art, you know what I'm saying? I have a great eye for great talent and a great eye for great art, and Self-Made, Joshua Hill on Facebook, Self-Made, he's a great, great, great rapper, guys. You know that talent that goes undermined, or you know what I mean, that really should get more airwaves, you know what I mean? He's one of those, you know. And so any chance that I get, you know, I want to promote him. The album is called High Frequency, you know, so be sure that you get our High Frequency. It's on iTunes. And all of the he told me that it was on iTunes and all of the kind of what do you call it? The avenues in which you can buy music, you know, Google, what is it? Google Music or stuff like that. Spotify, I believe, you know what I'm saying? So check out all the avenues to purchase music. You will find the High Frequency album, guys. It is dope, fire. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play two more songs from the album. That one wasn't on the album. Excuse me. That one wasn't on the album, but that's a part of his music. But this one is on the album called I Am. And then the two songs following this one is going to be on the album as well. So that's going to be three songs you get. But the album is dope fire. So be sure you guys check that out and support Self-Made Joshua Hill. All right. All right, guys. Peace and love. I hope you guys enjoyed the broadcast. You know, I'm going to be doing these randomly when I feel moved to give you guys motivation on a particular topic. You know, so, yeah, please follow the show. And please also follow our Facebook group. Until next time, guys, peace and love.
I am. In God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am. High vibrating, everything going up. I am. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am,
I am,
I am.
Yeah.
In God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
hey.
I am,
hey.
I am,
I am.
Yeah, God, you ain't know, now you know what's up. I am manifesting. Use the mind as a weapon.
Yeah.
Had a couple ego deaths.
I
know it happened for the best. I swear these niggas playing checkers. They don't know this to get me checked. Stay woke, no rest.
Woke.
We in deep water, no breath.
Woo.
We can go into some land.
Man.
Growing food, that's the plan.
Man.
No more working for the man.
The man.
This system really ain't your brand.
No.
We finna break it down, yeah, we really is.
Yeah, we really is.
I swear nowadays, grown folks acting like kids. God living all within.
I'ma
lace them up, don't trip. Amethyst on the wrist.
Woo.
Came back like Chris.
Like Chris.
Sorry, meant to say Christ.
Jesus.
I swear this life like dice.
Yeah.
You mess it up, you do it twice.
Fine.
So I'm finna get it right, cause I am.
Woo.
In God mode, yeah, I really know what's up.
Yeah.
I am. High vibrating, everything going up.
Going
I, am.
Up. Hey.
I am.
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 Yeah. In God mode, yeah, I really know what's up.
Yeah.
I am. High vibrating, everything going up.
I am.
I am.
Hey.
I am.
Hey.
I am.
I am.
God, love.
You know, now you know what's up.
I am everything in existence. They know what's up.
I
am dark matter. This universe got me
dark
up.
Matter,
if
yeah.
you don't get control of your mind, they gon'
lock it up.
Gotta empty the water, then refill the cup. If
you
don't understand what I'm saying, it wasn't for you.
So
it's small, all I ask is that you keep it loyal. I am on it, I be on it, I'm killing opponents. I am speaking the truth, I'm just hoping they notice. It's real shit, I channel it real quick. Talking to ancestors, they coming through real thick. Hitting weights with this knowledge, my mind getting real fit. Tap into your higher self, your reality gotta flip. That's real. I am, in God mode, y'all really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am. I am,
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 yeah.
In God mode, y'all really know what's up.
Yeah.
I am, high vibrating, everything going up.
Yeah.
I am,
hey.
I am,
hey.
I am,
I am,
God, you ain't know, now you know what's up.
Sorry, guys, bear with me because I'm having tech issues. They literally just kicked me out. Great. But, yeah, guys, again, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You guys can tomorrow catch Dwight Jolly for helping you find your truth. Dwight and Jolly did a wonderful show last night on numbers. Great. I mean, this platform is growing. Our whole family, spiritual family, is just being connected, united. All of that. So, yeah, make sure you catch the White Jolly tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for another broadcast like helping you find your truth. Please join Tiki Bradshaw and Lisa Van on relationship. Lisa Van does the Relationship Cafe at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and 12 p.m. Central and 1 p.m. Eastern. And I don't have the topic right off, but their shows are amazing. Their shows are great. I believe they're going to have a special guest. And, you know, I just love, love, love their shows. They have grown so much in that. Yeah. So, you're going to have that Sunday. Saturday, you're going to have my old school jam session. I'm going to go with the 90s. We're going to have 90s theme, 90s R&B, not R&B, but 90s rap. Rap and hip hop. You know what I mean? That's how we're going to kick off January with my jam sessions. And also, we have Tiki Bradshaw, who's going to be Sunday doing Existing on Your Woman's Frequency, which is a series she has that she's going to do the first Saturday of each month. But this show is going to be on a Sunday due to circumstance. So that is going to be shadow work, guys. Shadow work is very, very key and very, very important. So, yeah, that's going to be shadow work on that. So, yeah, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump back into the music. I got two more for you. This is a very deep song. This was one of my favorites, too. I felt this one. But hope you guys enjoy and hope you guys enjoy your day. Until next time again, peace and love.
Why we living life like we gotta do what they want us to?
Nah.
I'ma take a step, I'ma move how I really wanna move.
I am. Time to stand together, get the knowledge, going active full with it. Ay. Never sleeping, eyes open, I'ma see a revolution one day. Ay. Someday, like a downtown street, we gon' move one way. Dreaming about my own land with a little farm, sipping OJ. So I gotta make a change. Life never been the same. Hunk always on the chain, trying to make it through the pain. I see my people, what a shame. Zombie walking, talking, that MKO trick got your brain. They sold missing David Blaine. I hope you stay far away from the people who don't wanna see you win. Lower self stuck in the matrix, trying to make everything make sense. Tell a man where you gotta pay rent. Ain't life supposed to be free?
Ain't it?
But that's how I see it. Fist up and take a knee. Your ancestors in reach, waiting for a call out. In the system trying to log out, no more worry about trying to ball out. You never win if it's all down. Just gotta see the bigger picture. The rich only getting richer. Wake them up, that's a mission. Government propaganda. Got the people throwing tantrums while they big timing in the mansion. But I'm just trying to understand it. Cobra sitting on my forehead while I'm meditating through the chakras. Kundalini got me popping. Antennas got them locked. Do you hear the knowledge that I'm dropping? You either red or the blue pill, switching paradigms to a new realm. Every day is just a new film, for real. Cause I guess I'm talking to myself. Guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Swear I'm talking to myself. Swear I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. I guess I'm talking to myself. I guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Guess I'm talking to myself. Swear I'm talking to myself, but do you hear me? Got GMOs all in the food.
They killing us.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
Chemtrails all in the air. Now I see why your brain cloudy. Got the media all in your face. All they trying to do is think for you. See the system, yes, in place, but I think it's time for us to destroy it. A lot of slave mentality. See a lot of black casualties, but I don't fear nothing. I'm fighting for the ones who coming up after me. I'm a
extraterrestrial, just going in my galaxy. I'm all in my mind, my thoughts create reality.
Call that dimension jumping. I'm chilling for the night, might get into something. But I don't mess with clubs, and I ain't into stunts. Spending money on Jordans while these people struggling. Now that don't make sense. Head knock when the bass hit. I'm never sleeping for a day shift. Working till you turn 70, then you pass out. First in and the last out. Now I ain't never taking that route. The life in you looking tapped out. Looking tapped out. Trying to get back to nature. Look at the sun when I'm gazing. Everything is so amazing. Hey, never waiting for a saving. Always stay hydrated, keep them real high vibrations. I swear this got my mind racing, and I ain't living life basic.
Never
self-love over everything, you ain't know, now you do. Lace you up with this knowledge like I'm tying up my shoes. And I only stand on the truth, I'm just only trying to keep it real. Yeah, you say that you're listening, but I still think you don't hear me, man. For real.
Cause I guess I'm talking to myself. Guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Swear I'm talking to myself. Swear I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. I guess I'm talking to myself. I guess I'm talking to myself, cause they don't hear me though. Guess I'm talking to myself. Swear I'm talking to myself, but do you hear me?
Have you seen the grid? Open up that eye. I know they see the trails all up in the skies. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stage woke. Plant seeds in the soil, yeah, I'm in the garden. Trying to break the system down, that's where we get started. Eating clean, ain't trying to kill us with these GMOs. Running with a pack of wolves like I'm in Minnesota. Black fist up, yeah, it's getting real. Energy in motion, no more sitting still. Liberating minds, no more chains on you. My knowledge be the bullets when I bang on you. Spreading all this love for these hating niggas. Always dropping jewels cause I stay with them. Cleaning up this mother earth, yeah, we gotta live. It's okay to take a little, but be down to give. Geometric signs got me tapped in. Said, watch this knowledge make you hit a backflip. We living in the now, you talking past tense. This light I got is shining everlasting. Ay. Watching all the news say the same shit. Feeding you this bullshit information. They gotta keep you ill, they make money off medication. What keeps the system going is really the education. Killer flu shots, poison babies with these vaccines. High frequency, you don't know, you better ask me. While you're talking, I'll be looking at the fact sheet. Subconscious got me sitting in the backseat. Yeah, you see the chakras, man, I got them lined up. Starting from the bottom, now the mind rising up. Still sleeping, I ain't worried cause they time is up. Universal cosmos, I see it lining up. Gotta keep it real, they be looking like a mannequin.
Start talking healthy, everybody gets to panicking. Lost in illusions that can't see through the fantasy. I'm 360, Fibonacci with the galaxy. Sun gazing feet grounded to the source though. Tapped in with the stars, no more horoscope. This God mode, you might wanna take some notes. You can be the Black Panther, I'ma still be the GOAT. Have you seen the grid? Open up that eye. I know they see the trails, all up in the sky. Ancestors round me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke. Ancestors round me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke.